the first aspect of work life care that we got underway was to start an information section in our family care magazine, which allows people to have ongoing information, articles about carers with various employment issues. We want to make family care available now in workplaces and have workplace-based support groups so that before carers get burned out juggling employment and caring, they can actually get help early through the magazine and by having access to people from Carers New Zealand to answer their questions and route them through to sources of help that they may need, like things like needs assessment, how to get assistance with continence. Those are the kind of things that if you know about them and something happens, you can organise the help quickly, where if you haven't got that information and there's a crisis of some kind, it can tip you into saying, oh, this is just too hard, I'm going to leave my job.
Business and unions are right behind work-life care, Laurie says, but unfortunately the same cannot be said of government, at least at this stage.
We didn't have to be a missionary when we talked to Business New Zealand, which I suppose is the face of business, which you would expect to be quite hard-nosed, and also the Council of Trade Unions, which is dealing with all sorts of issues at the moment. They both were immediately supportive of the idea of helping workers and employers understand caring issues and get on top of the aging population and other social changes that employers and workers are having to deal with in New Zealand. So that's been a very tight, effective coalition, and now we're broadening that to bring other organisations on board. Interestingly, we have not had much luck so far with New Zealand government agencies. This is a very conservative time in New Zealand, and where Employers for Carers in Britain was catalysed by a government agency going to Carers UK and others to pull together this kind of support in New Zealand, there just is no funding for initiatives like work-life care. So probably the support to make things happen in New Zealand is going to have to come from the private sector. And I think that's quite a pity, really, because ultimately the beneficiary of care staying in work is New Zealand society. There's less strain on the tax system because people are able to stay in employment and contribute to the tax system. Supports the wider family and so on, where if they have to leave work, that isn't good for families or for the economy. So hopefully over time that will change and we will be able to have proper formal government involvement in work-life care.
And how does New Zealand rate on the world stage with regard to progress on work-life care?
I think we're on a seesaw. I think we're in the middle and it could go either way. At this stage now, it's not looking fantastic based on what I've heard around awareness of carers, the challenges they face to stay in employment. They could become sacrificial lambs, if you like, in an employment sense, that in grim times when people are being made redundant or, it's a struggle to keep people retrained or into work, that maybe as a country are we deciding that carers are expendable in the workforce. Kind of hard not to feel that way. And it's not an issue for any particular political flavour or government. This is an issue that is going to face any government in New Zealand or anywhere. And how we recognise, manage and deal with this challenge is an important part of the future economic picture of how New Zealand is going to look and how it's going to cope with the aging population, community-based care. To ask someone to be a carer in the days gone by, people would say would unquestioningly agree to become a carer. Now when we talk to young people and say, what do you think of the role of caring? Is it something you would do? They say yes. They do unhesitatingly say they would care for a family member or friend, but only if their needs are looked out for too. And I think we're in danger in New Zealand of taking for granted that role of caring. We cannot assume that younger generations are going to see this responsibility in quite the same way. And so I guess Carers New Zealand and the Work-Life Care Coalition, we've got some work to do to raise awareness awareness amongst quite a broad range of groups, including the political decision makers, so that they do understand, you know, the demographic changes and the challenges that we're facing.